What's good? What's good? I am back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. What can I say? Another cold day in the Carolinas. I think it was low as 29:30 this morning. And we're going to get into Kanye storming out of the Timcast studio during his interview with Tim Pool, Milo, and Fuentes. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, and you like t-shirts and hoodies and sweatshirts, go to promopals.biz and click on merchandise, and we got the new little apparel, t-shirts, hoodies, and much, much more that you can get. All right, so let's get into it.
Not gonna take, if we can't, you're not gonna take my pain away, right? The Jewish people say it's the Holocaust, this happened, and you can't say anything about it. We can't take their pain away. No one's gonna denounce the fact that they tried to lock me up. That's what, because every time I'm just holding stride, and it's like, I thought I was more Malcolm X, but I find out I'm more MLK, because as I'm getting hosed down every day by the press and financially, I'm just standing there. And when I found out that they tried to put me in jail, it was like a dog was biting my arm, and I almost shed a tear, almost. But I still walked in stride through it.
Yeah, I think they've been extremely unfair.
Let me tap in real quick. I don't think he's Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X. He's just Kanye. Maybe he's more Muhammad Ali. I don't know. But he's not Martin Luther King Jr. And he's definitely not Malcolm X. He's not on that level. At least not now. But let's keep it moving.
Word as the way I guess you guys use. I'm talking.
It is
about
them, though, isn't it? I mean, because no. and because when you think about it, consider it. In 2018,
what do you mean it's not?
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about? Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone. I'll say it right now. You guys want to bring that stuff up? And then
have
think
the
we're
discussion.
Not going to have a
like,
conversation.
Like have the discussion.
Like you think Ye's going to come in here and say, here's my pain, here's my suffering. I'm going to say, I hear you. And then he's going to say, and it was Jewish people. And I'm going to be like, okay, but don't you consider it? So I'm not going to do this. I refuse.
Go, make sure he's cool.
All right, go for it. Luke and I will have a conversation. So I can't say I'm surprised. What do I even do? Other than ask him, please elaborate on this. Are you referring to individuals? Or are you quite literally blaming an entire group of people for the fact that powerful individuals are causing you harm?
I really wanted to ask Nick about his thoughts about MLK, because I know they contradict his comments about that. But again, these are mass generalizations that don't really help anyone in my perspective. They just kind of sound like their opposition. They sound what they're kind of going against, the woke mob that's always saying white men are responsible for everything. When I see people just use generalizations, it kind of cheapens the conversations. It cheapens a dialogue that we could have here that I was planning to talk to Ye about, specifically bringing up like, hey, let's actually talk about this in a real concise way. Let's not get emotional.
Let me tell all you guys outright. I said, this is going to be a big issue. Before the show, obviously, people are going to bring up the questions of anti-Semitism. Why don't we talk about the news? I want to hear what happened with this meeting. I want to understand what Ye24 is.
I had to cut him off for a second. I agree with the other guy just said. We got to stop generalizing things. Maybe if he's got to be more specific, you know, maybe say Jewish people in positions of power at record labels or in the entertainment business. But we got to stop generalizing. It is. It's no different than when Democrats say all Trump's voters or supporters are racist, or all Republicans are racist, or like stereotypes, you know, like when people would try to say like all black people were criminals or weren't smart, you know, or like all black people were stupid or something. Like, yeah, those generalizations, we got to stop, you know, like, you know, and that's the thing, like, every culture has its stereotypes, but those stereotypes don't really always go across the board, you know? It's like when people be like, you know, black people love fried chicken. Everybody loves fried chicken, first of all, but there's plenty of black people that are vegans that don't eat fried chicken. I have a black friend that doesn't eat no fried chicken. So we got to stop these stereotypes, these generalizations. They don't never go across the board. It's mathematically impossible for them to go across the board, you know. And, yeah, like, you know, they and them, like, that's the thing. When you say they and them, it sounds like we're talking about pronouns now. Like, we got to, like, we doing pronouns for a whole group of race of people or a whole group of people that believe in a specific religion or whatnot. You know, I understand why Kanye was upset, because Tim kind of danced around on. Tim knows who them and they is that Kanye is referring to. You know, but this is the thing, like, as a podcaster and a content creator, there's certain things that if we say, we get strikes on our channel. That's a week. That's a week that a cat like Tim Pool wouldn't be making no money on YouTube. You know, the videos get blocked, removed, all types of things, man. But Tim should have known better. Kanye doesn't really help his case by walking out. You know, that's why he's nowhere. He's not Martin Luther King Jr., nor is he Malcolm X or Muhammad Ali. Because you just walked out, you know. You got to stay there and get your point across. Because I'm going to tell you right now, these things like that are just going to make people say more and more, oh, Kanye, he's batshit crazy. He's crazy. He's nuts. He's bananas. Lock him up. Throw him in a mental institution. Just keep it moving, though. Let's see what else they got to say.
In the first 5 minutes says, no, well, I want to talk about a group of people and point to them. Whatever, man. This, you want to know why? Look, you're not going to sit here and you're going to walk out of the room. You're free to do so, man. But literally, I said a couple sentences about, I don't think that's fair. Did I insult the man? He seriously can't handle. He can't handle it.
He also left during the Piers Morgan interview he did, but he came back. So, we should be able to have this conversation. What's up, Chris?
Keeping hopes look, man, alive, right?
I wanted to talk to these guys about why they're meeting with Trump. Chris. I want to know what happened with the dinner, because we hear a lot of rumors about it.
I want to hear about their 2024 platform, which they were promising, which they were talking about, like they're going to be officially.
Let me explain to everybody that, you know, unfortunate they walked out. Fine. Maybe they'll come back, whatever. This is the biggest challenge with dealing with identitarianism. I do not believe that the predeterminate factor in someone's worth, value, or agenda is based on immutable characteristics. Kanye is a black man. He does not represent all black people. There are Jewish individuals who work in banks. Dave Chappelle made the joke about Jewish people in Hollywood. And he said, but it doesn't mean anything. You got a lot of black people in Ferguson, doesn't mean they run the place. The point is, me, I'm all about individualism, meritocracy, personal responsibility. That means an individual of any background can be capable of anything. More importantly, we have employees here who are Jewish, who spend time in Israel and would probably agree with a lot of issues that they would talk about, especially as it pertains to America First, you know, bringing jobs back here and securing our borders. But then it's just like every step of the way, it's like, bro, if you live in a world where a single group of people is haunting you, you've lost. You're trapped. You're not going to get out. The issue is you can overcome anything. I understand, you know, and I empathize that there are powerful business interests that are coming at Kanye. And I will say this, because I wanted to get into the Trump stuff. When Kanye mentioned he got suspended on Twitter, then he gets word that Milo wants to meet up with him. Then Milo puts him in touch with Fuentes. My immediate, you know, question is, okay, my thought to myself, we really want to know about the inner details of this Trump meeting. I guess it's not going to happen. My question then is, don't you think that, you know, if Kanye is going to say these things and then immediately start getting involved with Fuentes, that only amplifies the accusations made against them. But I guess if they genuinely believe these things, that's who they are.
I was dying.
So I don't know much about Fuentes, so I'm not going to comment on Fuentes. One thing I do know is the interview, Tim Pool has his agenda on what he's trying to question. He's trying to ask the interviewer, and the person being interviewed always has their own agenda. That's why they're coming on to your podcast or coming on your spot to be interviewed. They have their own agenda of what they want to talk about and what they want to, like they might have a new book or something of that nature. But Kanye doesn't help with his case right here. This is the thing. A cat like Kyrie basically doubled down on some of the things Kanye was saying when he tweeted his Amazon documentary. Or not his Amazon documentary, but when he retweeted an Amazon documentary, I think it was called Hebrews and Negroes, if I'm not mistaken. He basically doubled down, but the way Kyrie has handled it is in a more civil, more intellectual manner. You know, Kanye is just, he's not helping his case, man, by just walking out, like just going on these rants and not, you know, just sitting down and having a civil discussion. Yeah, that was interesting. I don't know what Tim Pool was expecting. And I don't know what Kanye, it's kind of like some of these cats nowadays, I don't know what you expected when you interview them. Like Antonio Brown, I don't know what you're expecting. Kanye, you know, I don't know what you're expecting, man. Like, it's like Nori knew better before he interviewed Kanye. You knew better. And then you want to remove the video. It's like, it's such a hypocrisy. But, Yeah. Let's pump the brakes. Let's calm down and, you know, sit down and get your point across the right way. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm